There is one thing very glad that we have, that dance and the waving of the flag and the banner.
当我们在赞美主的时候，又跳舞又这个挥舞旗子，是非常美好的事。
Learn that there are many dimensions and there are many realms in the spirit.
我们学习到在灵界里面有不同的领域跟层次。
Because of the limitation of time.
因为时间的限制。
I believe the worship book could not even take us another round further.
所以这个敬拜者不能够带领我们进入下一个层次。
Because there are many, many levels in the spirit.
因为在灵里面有不同的阶层。
What we have experienced just now was very good.
我们刚才所经历的非常好。
But there are even much more for us to explore.
可是还有更多的、更高的层次让我们能够去发掘。
In order to penetrate into the deeper waters of the spirit.
为了要更多进入灵界。
You must throw away your time, your clock, your watch.
你要把你的时间丢掉，把你的钟丢掉。
When you will move really deep into the spirit.
然后你才能更深进入灵里去。
You see, when the children of Israel wanted to visit Jerusalem.
当以色列的百姓要来拜访耶路撒冷的时候。
They on their way up into the hills of the Lord.
当他们上山到主的山上去。
They begin to sing the songs of degrees.
他们就来依照不同的上山程度来唱歌。
They will begin to sing from Psalms 120 to Psalms 134.
从120节的诗篇唱到134篇。
There were 14 songs.
一共有14篇。
They were called the songs of degrees.
叫做上行之诗。
They called the songs of ascension.
叫做上行的诗。
It means you go up higher.And higher and higher into the great heights of God.
就告诉你一边爬山的时候，就慢慢的越爬越高，爬到山顶。
Even the subject that wants to see King Solomon.
甚至于这个人要见到所罗门王。
They have to walk up the many steps before they meet the king face to face before the throne.
他们若要在宝座上见到这个王，他们也要爬阶梯，一阶一阶的爬。
Just now I begin to see that we were entering in one degree after another degree after another degree.
好像我们刚刚的敬拜从一个阶层进入一个阶层再进入另外一个阶层。
I wish we had more time to enter even more.
我真希望我们有更多的时间能够进入下一个阶段。
I saw the heavens were open.
看到天都开了。
I saw the angels came down.
看到这个天使降下。
And I saw the Lord was talking about something.
我们看到主在跟我说一些事。
But there are much more a sense in the spirit that we can go deeper.
可是我也在灵里感觉到还有更多的我们可以更进深。
And that's why to have the move of God we must have camp meetings.
所以为什么我们如果要真的追求神的这个运行的话，我们要有这种营会。
Camp meetings means you don't go home.
意思就是说你不回家了。
You stay back for hours and hours.
你在留在那里几个小时。
And I believe this kind of a meeting is like a camp meeting.
我相信像我们这样的聚会就像个营会那样。
You can go on and on and on.
你就继续不断的下去。
And you must learn to persevere.
那你要学习要有毅力。
And you go deep in the waters.
这样子才能进入水深之处。
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight I'm changing my message.
今天晚上要换个主题。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because on the first night,
因为第一个晚上,
yesterday during the worship time,
昨天晚上在敬拜的时候,
I saw the Lord Jesus Christ on the left side of the corner of this building.
我看到主耶稣在我们这个房间里的左上角,
and he came down,
他下来,
and he was stuck in the mid air,
他就站在半空中,
and he showed me his heart.
他就把他的心给我看,
and as he showed me his heart,
当他把这个心给我看的时候
I looked into his heart,
我就看着他的心
And suddenly I saw the image of the whole congregation was inside his heart.
我就看到我们这整个会众的形象都在他的心中
I saw all of you was inside him.
我看到你们每一个人都在他的心里
You were so dear to him that he put you close to his bosom.
你们是他如此亲爱的人以至于他把你放在胸怀当中
And then suddenly I saw his hand reach out towards you.
突然间我看到他的手伸向你们
And he was reaching out towards you I saw his face was turned into the face of a father
突然他的脸就转成一个父亲的脸。
I saw and I perceived the tender love of the father towards all of his children.
我就感觉到有一种父亲的爱对着他的孩子们发出。
Maybe it's because it's Chinese New Year.
也许这是因为是中国新年啊。
So the Lord is very tender and very loving.
所以神对各位是非常的温柔，有很多的爱。
And so when I saw that figure of the Lord Jesus like the father.
所以当看到耶稣基督是一个父亲的形象显现。
I remember.Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, He is the everlasting Father.
这记得以赛亚书九章六节说他是永在的父。
I remember Isaiah 64 verse 8, he said, God is our Father.
也记得以赛亚书64章第四节说神是我们的父。
Where Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3, He's the Father of all mercies and the God of all comfort.
记得保罗在哥林多后书三章节说他是我们所有人的父。
In chapter 1 verse 3, he says, He's the Father of all mercies.
他是一章三节，他是慈悲的父。
Amen, he's like a father.
就像个父一样。
And so I have to change my message.
所以呢，只好改信息了。
So that the tone of my message is responding to him like a father.
所以我信息的主题呢，要回应他在我们各位当中是一个父亲形象的显现。
And so tonight I want to entitle my message, Let Go of Your Past.
所以今天晚上的信息是让你的过去离开你。
This is what we're going to talk about tonight. Let go of your past.
今晚要谈这个就是让你的过去离开。
In order to progress in life, we must learn to keep our past behind us.
为了要让你的生命不断的进步，你一定要让 你的过去离开你。
One day God spoke to Joshua. He said, Joshua, Moses is dead.
有一天呢，神对耶稣亚说：“耶稣亚，摩西死了。”
What God was trying to say to Joshua, He said, "It is a new move of the Spirit. The old leadership has died. You have to go on with life."
神要跟耶稣亚所说的内容就是说，耶稣亚过去的领袖死了，你要继续前进你的生命。
In order that your mind will not focus on the past towards that leader called Moses, I want you to meditate day and night on my word.
你不要把你的生命焦点放在过去那个已经死掉的领袖摩西身上，我现在要你日日夜夜把你的焦点放在我的话语上。
Joshua had to disentangle himself from the past in order to move on into a new place and into a new adventure in God.
所以耶稣亚必须要把他生命跟过去的这个结解开，然后继续往前追求神。
If you love the wilderness.
假如你爱旷野的话
，If they love the 40 years where they are fed by the manna，
假如你还怀念过去四十年在这个旷野当中被玛纳喂养
，Then they will never like the future. They will never like the Canaan.
他们就绝对不会喜欢他们未来的命运，不会喜欢迦南地。
And tonight God wants to talk to you about your past.
所以今天晚上神要跟你谈谈你的过去。
How I came to know about this message.
我怎么会想到这个信息呢
？It was this morning when I was talking about Apostle Paul.
今天早上在讲到使徒保罗的时候
，When I was talking about Apostle Paul, I began to feel a quickening in my heart that there was a son talked to them about their past.
当我在讲使徒保罗，我在里面就有一个感动，就是说神告诉我说要跟各位谈你们过去的事。
So let's turn over to the book of Philippians.
我们来看腓立比书。
The book of Philippians, chapter 3.Verse 12 to 14.
腓立比书第三章十二到十四节
Not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehend of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do.Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书第四章十二到第三章十二到十四节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。
Now remember what verse 13 says. He said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, this one thing I do, this one thing I do.
这里第十三节特别讲了，他说弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，一件事就这么一件事。
This one thing I do, what thing, Paul?
我就做这一件事，那是什么事呢？
He said, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forward for those things that are before him.
就是忘记背后而努力面前的。
In other words, you cannot advance until you forget those things in the past.
换句话说，你不能够进步，除非你忘记过去的事。
Some of us cannot advance until we let go of the past.
在我们当中有些人不能够进步，因为你一直抓着过去不放。
Let's take a look at another passage in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 24 to 27.
再看另一节经文，希伯来书十一章24到27节。
By faith Moses, when he was called to years, refused to be called the sons of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had great respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
希伯来书十一章24到27节，摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受那最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更为宝贵，因他想望所要得的奖赏。他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
Now let's begin to talk about these two characters called Paul and Moses tonight.
今天晚上我们先来谈谈这两个人物，保罗跟摩西。
Now, Paul had a great past.
保罗有一个很伟大的过去。
Paul had a glorious past.
他有一个很荣耀的过去。
Because the Bible says in Galatians chapter 1 verse 14, he said he excelled above all his equal.
因为是加拉太书一章十四节提到保罗说他比他同辈的人更加的杰出。
Being extremely zealous of the traditions of the fathers.
他对于这个传统他们这个犹太教的传统是比众人更加的热心。
In other words, among his peers, among his colleagues, he is the best of all the scholars.
换句话说，在他的同侪之中，他是所有学者里面最好的。
He said he excelled above all of them.
他比他们都杰出。
In other words, he is one of the very, very best.
意思就是他是最好最好的。
He's the cream of the crop.
他是这个王头上戴的那个王冠。
You look at him, he says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
我们看腓立比书第三章第五节第六节。
He says he's the best, he's from the best stock of Benjamin, he was a Pharisee.
他说我是便雅悯支派所出来的，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
He said concerning the zeal, no one can beat me persecuting the church.
就热心说我是逼迫教会的。
He said concerning the touch of the righteousness, he was blameless before the law.
就律法上的义来说，我是无可指责的。
He had a track record.
他有一个记录啊。
He was the best Pharisee.
他是最好的法利赛人。
The authorities loved him because he used him to persecute the church.
这些的教会，犹太教教会的这个权柄非常喜欢保罗，因为他们利用保罗来。
In the eyes of religion, he was blameless before the law.
如果以宗教的角度来看，他在神面前是无可指责的。
So he was a good man.
所以他是个好人。
He was a zealous man.
而且是个热心的人。
He was a religious man.
是个属宗教的人。
He loved his God.
他爱他的神。
He loved his nation.
他爱他的国家。
He loved his people.
他也爱他的百姓。
He had a great career.
他有了很好的事业。
He was one of the members of the 70 members of the Sanhedrin Council.
他是在公会里面那个七十个成员之一。
He was a great man.
他是个伟大的人。
When you go to Jerusalem,
但到耶路撒冷去的时候
，When you mention his name, everybody knows him.
你一旦提到他的名字，每一个人都认识他。
Apostle Paul had a great past.
使徒保罗有个伟大的过去。
But unfortunately, in verse 7 of chapter 3, he says, "I count all things loss."
可是在第三章的第七节他说我以前与我有益的现在都因基督都是有损的。
In other words, Paul said, I will give up my past.
意 意思是说保罗要放弃他所有的过去。
Now if you are in Apostle Paul's shoe tonight,
假如你是在保罗的位置，
if you have such a great career,
假如你过去有这么好的成功的事业，
you are such a famous man,
又这么有名，
would you give up your past?
你会不会放弃啊？
If Jesus Christ come and talk to you,
假如耶稣来跟你说话，
give up your career in Judaism,
他说了你要把这个犹太教里面所有建立起来的事业放弃，
and becomes a nobody in Christianity.
那么在基督徒的里面呢，成为一个无名小卒。
Would you want to give up your past?
你要不要放弃呢？
I tell you, it's a struggle among many people.
对很多人来讲都是个挣扎。
They hold on to something good.
因为他们抓住这个好的。
When God said let go of the past.
让神就把这个过去放掉。
They cannot let go.
他们不能够让他。
They cannot move on to the things that are best in life.
他们不能够持续进入下一个跟他们生命最好的部分。
Look at another man that have a glorious past.
我们看另外一个人有个荣耀的过去。
And his name was Moses.
他的名字叫摩西。
Moses has a great past.
摩西有个伟大的过去。
He was born though from a Hebrew family.
虽然他是在一个希伯来人的家庭出生。
But he was nurtured and educated in the Pharaoh's house.
可是他是在法老的家中被这个养育而且被教育。
He was brought up in the palace.
他是在宫里长大。
He was groomed to be the next Pharaoh of Egypt.
他实际上被培养成为法老的接班人。
Egypt in those days was what we call the greatest nation on the face of the ancient world.
埃及的那个时候是古时代的最伟大的国家。
And he was groomed to be the next pharaoh.
而且呢，摩西被培养成为法老。
It is as if someone is groomed to be the next president of the greatest nation, the United States of America.
就好像现在我们最伟大的国家是美国，有一个人呢，他就是生下来就被培养成为将来的美国总统。
As if somebody is groomed in Taiwan to be the next president of Taiwan.
或者是有一个人在台湾就要被培养成为台湾的总统。
Everybody knew he will be the next president.
每一个人都知道他就是下一届的总统。
But yet my Bible say because he left his God, he gave up his past.
然而圣经上说，因为他爱他的神，所以他把过去给放弃了。
He was willing to identify with the nobodies, the slaves of the land.
他愿意跟那些无名小卒、那些奴隶们认同。
And he was as if demoted from being a pharaoh to become a wilderness shepherd.
他被好像降级了，从一个法老变成一个旷野上的牧羊人。
He was driven out of his land.
他被他的从他的地上被逐出。
And he wandered in the desert of Midian.
然后就在米甸的地上到处游
行。Now if you have such a destiny in life.
假如你的命运像这样，
People say you are going to be the next president.
人说你就是下一届的总统。
Are you willing to give up your past for God?
你愿意为神放弃你的过去吗？
Giving up the past is not that easy.
放弃过去不是那么容易的。
Because if you have something great in your life,
因为假如在你的生命当中有做伟大的事情，
If God asks you to give it up, it's difficult to give it up.
你要放弃是不容易的。
You know, I've been a pastor before
We go to Pansy the Moshi.
And then I have a tiny little church and then we were growing in the Lord.
那么我开始一个教会，在神面前这个教会增长。
And I knew the church was on the way to have a great growth.
我知道这个教会会有很大的增长。
And then suddenly the Lord spoke to me, son, and you will never give it up.
突然呢，神跟我说，孩子，你要放弃。
It was something painful to me.
对我来讲很痛苦。
Are you willing to give it up and move on to a new journey with me?
你愿不愿意把这个东西放下来，跟我开始一个新的旅程？
I tell you, in my flesh, I struggle.
告诉你，在我的肉体当中，真是挣扎。
I struggle to give up the church.
我就挣扎，不愿意放弃这个。
Because I love my people.
因为我爱我的人。
And I knew my people love me.
我也知道他们爱我。
I have many spiritual children.
我有很多属灵的孩子。
I have many Timothys in the church.
在我的教会有很多的提摩太。
But the Lord said, "Are you willing to give up?"
可是主说，你要不要放弃、啊、
？It was a great struggle.
对我来讲是个很大的挣扎。
It was like the Almighty God shoot an arrow into my heart.
好像这个全能的神射了一支箭进入我的心。
It was so painful for me to give it up.
非常痛苦要放弃。
But I knew that God had spoken to me.
可是我知道这是神对我说的。
And if I don't give up my past, I cannot go on to the future in God.
我如果不放弃我的过去，在神里面我就不能够进入下一步。
I cannot go into my Canaan land.
我不能够进入我的迦南地。
Even as I begin to give up the church and go on to the itinerant ministry.
甚至于我放弃了我的教会，进入这种巡回的服事。
Many times when I'm about to do something, the Lord says, "Son, it's time to give up."
每一次我要做什么事的时候，那个神就告诉我说要放弃了。
Something that was about to grow, that was I'm giving up now.
每一次是我看到一个事工要成长起来，神就说放弃。
That's the key of how to a spiritual advancement in your life.
这就是你要在属灵当中成长的关键了。
Don't let the good things keep you from God's best.
不要让一些好的事情阻挡你领受神最好的。
I tell you, if you want to be a great leader in the kingdom of God,
假如你要在神的国中成为一个伟大的领袖
，shake loose of every title and every ministry position.
你要把这个你所有的头衔和你在服事当中的地位都让它被震动。
You are not slave to your ministry.
你不是你服事当中的这个奴隶。
I tell you, I am right now at a crossroad where I have to turn my back on Taiwan.
我现在站在一个十字路口上，不知道要不要向台湾准备。
Because God says, "Son, I have a new destiny for you."
因为神跟我讲说，我要给你一个新的目标。
I love Taiwan.
我爱台湾呐、
啊。I love Taiwan.
我非常爱台湾。
But God says, "My wind is changing direction."
可是神说我的风变向了。
I'm not calling you just for one nation.
因为我不是呼召你只给一个国家。
I'm gonna send you to the six continents of the world.
What?把你拆遣到世界六大洲。
And I will send you back again.
而且我会把你再拆回台湾。
I have to follow the wind of the Spirit.
我要跟随圣灵的风。
It is a pain for me to make a decision.
要做这样的决定很痛苦。
But that is the way you walk with God.
可是你这就是你跟随神的方式。
Keep the past behind your back.
你要把你这个过去就把它丢掉。
Don't tell me about your yesteryears.
不要告诉我去年的事。
Don't tell me how great you are in the yesteryears of your life.
不要告诉我你往年有多什么多少这个风光伟业。
People always talk to me, oh, I see you few years ago, now I see who you are now.
哦，有很多人告诉我说我几年前看到你那，现在我看到你又成了另外一个样子。
Year 2001 has passed.
这个2001年已经过去了。
Even yesterday has passed us.
甚至昨天都过去了。
Yesterday glory is not for me to pursue after.
昨天已经过去，所以我不应该追求昨天的事。
You know, Tim Rogers was saying, you know, forget about the weakness and the failure of 2001 and have a new beginning this year.
就是要忘记2001年的这个软弱跟失败，要有一个新的开始，在2002年。
I thought she was preaching my message today.
他以为我今天要讲他的道。
And that was precisely what the Spirit of God is saying to us tonight.
我刚刚说的那个中文就是他结论，今天就是神要讲这个话。
This is what she summarized for us tonight.
刚刚那一段的话呢，就是今天晚上所有讲到的总结。
The reason the church cannot move into the new things of God.
教会为什么不能够进入神新的事物当中？
Because we have an old wine skin that cannot contain the new wine.Because we refuse to change.
因为我们拒绝改变。
Because we keep the tradition.
因为我们抓住我们的传统。
Because we keep the past.
我们抓住我们的过去。
We refuse to renew our wise king.
我们拒绝改变我们的期待。
Every 10 years, the Spirit of God is doing something new.
每10年，神的灵都要做新事。
And if you're not ready for the new, you will always be old and stagnant in the spirit.
假如你没有预备好接受神新的事情，你就会在灵里退后，并且停滞不前。
I'm afraid to say that as Christians grow older,
我很害怕说这个，当基督徒做久了以后
，their wine skin became hard.
他们这个啤酒袋啊，就变得很硬了。
They cannot change.
不能改变。
They want to be what they are 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
他们希望他们像10年前、20年前一个样。
That's why they cannot grow into the new things of God.
这就是为什么他们在神的事情里面不能够长。
God is not a box.
神不是个盒子。
God is always on the move.
神总是在运行。
And we must flow with the Holy Spirit for the new things are coming.
我们一定要跟着圣灵一同的运行，进入新的事。
So these two men represent that we must give up even the good past.
所以这两个人就代表我们甚至要放弃我们过去好的事情。
But there's another negative example of two other men.
给你两个负面的例子。
We have Judges chapter 11 verse 1 of Jephthah.
士师记十一章一节约伯他。
Jephthah is a descendant of Gilead.
他是基列的这个子孙。
But unfortunately, he was a son of a harlot.
可是呢，可惜的是他是个妓女的孩子。
Even though he was very talented and capable. The nation rejected him because he was born of a prostitute. And he bore the rejection in his soul. The people reject him. He let the bad past keep him from a glorious future? No, he said, though I'm a son of a prostitute, but I have faith that God can change my life.
虽然我是个妓女的孩子，可是我有信心，神会改变我的未来。
Don't let the bad past keep you from your good future.
不要让你这个不好的过去阻挡你进入你的好的未来。
And so Jephthah rise up and he become one of the judges in the nation of Israel for 6 years.
所以耶和华他被兴起，他成为这个以色列国的士师6年。
But unfortunately, there was another character.
不幸的是有另外一个人呢。
And his name was Esau. The book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15 to 17. Though Esau was the firstborn of the father, he missed his birthright blessing. The birthright blessing was given to another of his brother.
结果呢,
and he was so angry with his brother.
他对他兄弟非常生气。
But you know what happened? He allowed the bitterness, the unforgiveness to creep in his soul to defile his life.
结果他会让这个苦毒跟不饶恕进入他的灵里，然后生出毒根。
I tell you, some people can rise up from their bad path, but some people stick onto the bad path and remain there.
有些人呢，虽然有着不好的过去，仍然能够被兴起，但有些人他就停留在他不好的过去当中。
What God is saying, whether it's a good path or a bad path, never let your path veto your future.
神说，不管你过去是好还是坏的，绝不要让你的过去否定了你的未来。
And tonight I'm going to talk to some of you that are hold on in prison by your past.
今天晚上我们有些人在我们这当中被你的过去关在监狱里。
Some of you, God says, son, get ready for a ministry change in your walk with the Lord, but you do not want to change.
在我们当中，神对你说，你要改变你的服事，可是你跟神说你不愿意。
Some say, it's time for you to move from being a pastor to become an evangelist, but you're refusing to move.
有些人神对你说，你不要再做牧师了，你要做个传福音的，可是你拒绝。
Because you keep on to the past, you refuse to go on to the new plans of God.
因为你抓住你的过去，所以你不能够进入神新的计划。
But there are other people who are bound by the past.
还有一些人被过去捆绑的呢。
Which I'm talking to those who are physically abused.
那些人呢，他是在身体上被虐待。
Sexually abused.
性虐待。
And verbally abused.
还有被语言上的虐待。
And you are in our midst tonight.
今天这些人都在我们的当中。
And you know how God talked to me about your past?
神对我怎么说你的过去？
If you let your past expire, bound you tonight, he said you have a sick mind, you have a sick soul.
假如你让这些过去捆绑你的话，那么你的心思意念就生病了。
And tonight God said, I want to set them free from the prison of their own past.
所以主说，今天晚上要释放你们得自由从这些监狱当中。
You remember in Luke chapter 5 where Peter encountered Jesus.
记得路加福音第五章彼得碰到耶稣。
And Peter said, Lord, depart from me, I'm a sinful man.
彼得说，主啊，离开我，因为我是个罪人。
That was in verse 8, but in verse 10 he said, No, from now on you'll be a fisher of men.
第八节彼得这样说，那第十节呢，耶稣说，不，从现在开始你要成为一个渔夫。
In other words, Jesus said, forget about your past, I'm not interested in your past, I'm interested in your future. I've called you to be a minister of the gospel.
换句话说，耶稣就是回答彼得说，你不要跟我谈你过去的事，我一点都不感兴趣，我现在呼召你成为一个福音的使者。
Peter said, I'm not qualified, I'm a sinful man.
彼得说我不合格啊，我是有罪的人。
But Jesus said, I'm not looking at the past, I'm telling you about your calling. You are called to be a fisher of men.
那么耶稣跟他说，我不管你过去，我没有兴趣，我是管你现在你的呼召，就是做一个渔夫。
There was a man that lived in England many years ago.
有一个人很多年前住在英国。
Though he passed away in 1947. He was a great man of God by the name of Smith Wigglesworth.
他的名字叫做, Smith Wigglesworth.
He was a great apostle of faith.
他是一个信心的使徒。
And what happens when God raised him up to be a man of God?
当神兴起他成为一个属神的人的时候,
he was an uneducated plumber.
他是一个修水管的水管工。
He was an illiterate man.
而且他不认识字。
He couldn't read his Bible.
他不能读圣经。
Yet God raised him up to be a preacher.
可是神却兴起他成为一个传道者。
But one day he told the Lord.
有一天他跟主说了
，I can't even understand the words in the Bible. How can I preach?
他说神啊，我甚至于在圣经里面的字都不了解，怎么传道啊
？But did God allow his uneducated pastor stopping him to be appointed as a preacher?
可是神是不是让他这个未受教育的缺点而拦阻了他不能成为传道者呢
？No, when God filled him the Holy Spirit, suddenly his mind was illuminated. He could pick up words, he could understand, and he could preach beautiful English.
都是这样的，因为当圣灵降临在他的身上的时候，圣灵就照亮他的心思意念，突然间他能够读圣经，并且他能够传道。
Never use your past as an excuse that you cannot follow after the Lord.
不要让你的过去成为一个借口，说你不能够跟随主。
That's what the children of Israel did.
这就是以色列的子民所做的事。
In Numbers chapter 11 verse 5.
在民数记十章五节。
In Exodus chapter 16 verse 3.
在出埃及记十六章五节。
He said, Lord, we're not going off, going on with you.
他们说主啊，我不要跟你们去。
Oh, remember how we have our good pot meal, fresh pot in Egypt.
记得吗？我们以前在埃及吃多好的肉啊
！Oh, we have the fish, the garlic, the leeks, and onions, and all the beautiful, pleasant things.
我们有鱼、有肉、有大酱跟韭菜，还有很多是让我们喜悦的事。
They will not want to follow the Lord with the whole heart because they remember the past in Egypt.
他们不愿意全心跟随主，因为他们记得过去埃及的好事。
To move in the things of the Lord, you have to severe your past.
让运行在神新的工作里面，你必须要牺牲你的过去。
They have to give up their past concerning Egypt.
他们必须要放弃有关于埃及的事。
You know what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19?
以赛亚书43章18-19节这样说。
He said, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert."
以赛亚书43章18-19节，耶和华如此说：你们不要纪念从前的事，也不要思想古时的事。看哪，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
God says to us tonight that He said what He meant and He meant what He said.
神今天晚上对我们说，就是神说什么就是什么，就是什么，神就这样说。
He said, "Remember not the former things anymore."
他说你不要再纪念过去的事。
Neither consider the things of old.
也不要想以前的事
Because I'm going to do a new thing.
因为我要做件新事
God always surprises us with new things.
神总是用新事来让我们惊讶
He do new things.
他做新事
He said, "I will make a river in the wilderness."
他说我要在沙漠开江河
I will make a way in the desert.
而且要在旷野开道路
God always do new things.
神总是做新事
In other words, we must always understand something.
换句话说，我们一定要记得。
If God's mind is like what the Bible says, we must have the mind of God.
就像圣经所说的，我们要有神的心思意念。
Do not remember the things of the old.
那我们就要学习，不要记得旧的事。
I'm telling you, even you ask me what I did last year, I don't care.
假如你问我去年做了些什么，我根本不在乎。
I care less what you tell me what I did in the past.
我根本不在乎你告诉我过去做了什么。
Because I know one thing.
因为我知道一件事。
If I choose to live in the past, I cannot go into the future.
假如我选择我要活在过去，我就不能够往未来前进。
In my mind now, I'm going forward 5-10 years ahead of time.
在我的心思里面，现在是5年、10年以后的事情。
I'm planning 5-10 years ahead of time.
我5年、10年之前就开始要计划做什么了。
I know what I'm about to do before it happens.
我知道我将要做的事。
Because I'm not a person that wants to live in the past.
因为我不是一个喜欢活在过去的人。
And one thing you must understand.
一件事你必须要了解。
Yesterday's failure do not determine your tomorrow.
昨日的失败并不决定你的明日。
Yesterday's failure do not determine your tomorrow.
昨日的失败并不能够决定你的明日命运。
You know, there was an interesting character by the name of Jabez.
有一个很有趣的这个人物叫做亚比斯。
And it was found in the book of First Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 and verse 10.
在历代志上四章九到十节说到他的事。
And two verses that will describe his entire life and future.
在这两节经文里面就形容了他一整个生命。
Jabez simply means in the Hebrew, grief and very sorrowful.
亚米斯在希伯来文意思就是悲伤，非常的忧伤。
In other words, he had a sad past.
换句话说，他过去很悲哀。
Why does he so feel so sad?
为什么这么悲哀呢？
Because there's only failure and disappointment in his life.
因为在他的生命当中只有失败，只有失望。
If you are successful in life,
假如你在生命当中很成功，
If you are prosperous in life, will you be sad?
假如你的生命很繁荣，你当然不会悲伤了。
This man said, "I'm a very sorrowful man. That's why my name is called Jabez."
所以这个人他说呢，我是一个很悲哀的人，所以我的名字叫亚比斯。
But yesterday's failure do not determine the tomorrow's of Jabez.
可是昨天的失败并不能够决定亚比斯明日的成功。
And so Jabez said, "God, you can change my future."
所以亚比斯说，神啊，你可以改变我的命运。
I don't care what I am in the past.
我不管我过去发生什么事。
Though in the past I am Jabez.
虽然过去我是亚比斯。
But Lord, you can cancel my past.
可是主啊，你可以把过去一切都把它取消掉。
You can improve my life.
你可以这个增进我的生命。
So Lord, bless me and enlarge my cause.
所以主啊，求你祝福我，张大我的帐幕。
And the Lord answered his cry.
主就回应了他的呼求。
Tonight there are many people who are feeling sorrow over their past failures.
晚上在我们当中有很多人为你过去的悲哀而悲伤。
But today you can rise up.
可是今天你可以被兴起。
By Jabez and say no, I will have a good future.
这个亚比斯说对他的过去说不，而说他会有一个好的未来。
There was a very great American preacher by the name of Sister Annie McPherson.
美国有一个女性的布道者非常有名，叫 McPherson.
She is the founder of the Four Square Movement Church.
是。他是四方教会的创办者。
And so many people criticize her.
有很多人批评他。
Because she failed in the past.
因为他在过去有很多的失败。
She had a moral failure.
他在这个道德上有瑕疵。
Because she was a divorcee.
因为他是离过婚的。
Her marriage fell apart.
他的婚姻破裂。
But yet her yesterday's failure does not determine her future.
可是他过去的失败并不能够决定他的未来。
And she rise up to be a great minister of the gospel and founded a new denomination.
他被神兴起成为一个伟大传福音的人，而且他创立了一个宗派。
And during those time when he began to preach, Hollywood directors would come to his church to hear her preach the gospel.
在他成为布道者的那一段时间里面，甚至于好莱坞的导演们都会来听他讲道。
Something about your past. Your past is not your tomorrow.
有关你的过去，就是你的过去，不是你的未来。
How good you are in the past doesn't mean that in the future you are very good.
假如你过去很好，也并不代表你未来照样好。
How bad in the past doesn't mean that in the future you are very bad.
你过去很坏，也不见得你未来就很坏。
Your past is not your tomorrow.
你的过去不是你的未来。
One day Samson he was blinded and as a slave of the Philistine.
有一天呢，参孙他眼睛瞎了，成为非利士人的奴隶。
In Judges chapter 16 verse 28.
在士师记十六章二十八节。
Though he was blinded, he looked up to heaven between the pillars.
虽然他是瞎眼的，他还向天望，他看着那些房子的柱子。
He said, "God, you are the God of second chance. Give me one more time the anointing to burst and break forth, break open this pillar's foundation."
他说：“神啊，你是给人第二次机会的神，所以求你给我力量，把这些柱子把它毁坏。”
In the past, he was a defeated.Enemy of the Philistine.
在过去呢，他是一个被非利士人击败的人。
But God changed his past.
可是神改变了他的过去。
And he became one more time a great judge, and he destroyed more Philistine during that time of his death than his entire 20 years career.
所以他再一次成为伟大的士师，在那一次他死掉的时候，那一次所杀的非利士人是超过他过去所有。这个击败敌人的总数。
That was a man that God raised up to have signs and wonders ministry.
有一个人神兴起他来做神迹奇事。
And his name was Jack Cole in America.
他的名字叫 Jack Cole.
He was as famous as Oral Roberts in the healing ministry.
他的知名程度跟那个 Oral Roberts 在这个医治事工里面的知名程度是一样的。
But before God raised him up,
可是在神兴起他之前呢，
he was a hopeless alcoholic.
他 他是一个完全没有希望的酗酒之徒。
His whole day and night was drowned in alcohol.
他整天日日夜夜都在酒精里。
But his past was not his tomorrow.
可是他的过去并不是他的未来。
And God raised him up to be a mighty evangelist, deliver him from alcoholism.
神把他兴起来成为一个大能有传福音的人，并且从这个酒精的捆绑当中得释放。
Whatever is your past.
不管你过去是什么
，God can still use you。
神仍然能使用你。
God can still use you。
神可以使用你。
Don't label yourself as a failure。
不要把你自己看作个失败者。
In our midst of people。
在我们当中有些人。
You don't label yourself as a failure。
你不要把自己标示成一个失败者。
But you label yourself as a sick man and a sick woman。
而是你把你自己看作一个有病的男人或女人。
In the past, you've been very sick。
过去你生病。
But that doesn't mean that tomorrow you continue to be sick.
可是并不代表你明天要继续生病。
So you are sick in the past, you can be a healthy man in the future.
虽然你过去是个病人，可是你未来可是一个健康的人。
Your past is never your tomorrow.
你的过去从来不是你的未来。
Then there are some people who thought this thing. Your past is not your true identity in Christ.
你的过去不是你在耶稣基督里面的身份。
Your past doesn't determine who you are in Christ.
你的过去并不能够决定你在耶稣基督里你的地位，你是谁。
The story of the prostitute that comes to Jesus in Luke chapter 7 verse 39.
在路加福音七章三十九节，有一个这个妓女来到耶稣的面前。
Where this harlot crawl under the table and touch Jesus' feet and weep at Jesus' feet and wet the tears with her own hair.
当这个妓女爬到耶稣的脚前，在耶稣脚前流泪，并且用她的头发擦耶稣的脚。
And the people in the house say, "Don't this man is a prophet? Doesn't he knows that this woman is a sinner?"
那么在旁边的人就说，哎，这个人若真是个先知，他难道不知道这个女人是个罪人吗？
But you must understand something.
可是你必须要知道。
Your past does not determine who you really are.
你的过去并不能够真正决定你的身份，你是谁。
Though she was a prostitute in the flesh.
虽然这个女人在肉体中是个妓女。
But when she touched Jesus and received the love of God into her heart.
可是当她接触耶稣，他接受耶稣的时候
，She was born again in the spirit.
他在灵里就重生了。
In the spirit, she was not a sinner.
所以在灵里，他不是个罪人。
In the spirit, she became a child of the living God.
在灵里，他已经成为一个这个活生生神的儿女。
God looks at her with a new look.
神看他是用一个新的眼光。
God looks at her not as a prostitute.
神看他不是他当做一个妓女。
God looks at her as herDaughter, and he is his father.
神看他当作他自己的女儿，而神是他的父。
There was a man that comes to Jesus in Mark chapter 1 verse 42.
在马可福音第一章第四十二节，有个人来到耶稣面前。
And he was a leper that comes to meet Jesus.
他是个长大麻风的，他来找耶稣。
He was an unclean beggar.
他是一个不洁净的乞丐。
Everybody avoided him.
每个人都要避免跟他接触。
There he's a leper, but that is not his true identity.
虽然在肉体上他是个大麻风，可是这不是他真正的身份。
Because when he encountered Jesus,
因为当他遇见耶稣
，Jesus asked him to stretch forth his hands.
耶稣就伸出他的手
，and Jesus healed him of all his leprosy.
耶稣医治了他的病症
，and suddenly he felt he was no longer a leper.
突然之间，他感觉到他不再是个大麻风。
Society can no longer label him as an unclean person.
这个社会并不能够再标示他是个不洁的人。
There was a change of identity.
所以他的身份改变了。
So never conclude that your past is what you were.
知道你的过去并不是你生命的总结，它是可以被改变的。
Your past is not your final conclusion. It can be changed by the power of God.
借着神的大能，你的过去是可以被改变，它不是你生命的终结。
There was a story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15.
在路加福音十五章有个悖逆之子。
In the past, he spent his time with the harlots.
这个浪子呢，在他过去，他把他的金钱都浪费光了。
He was an unfilial son. He squandered all his father's money.
他是一个这个失败的儿子，他浪费他父亲的钱。
But you know something?
你知道吗
？His past was changed by the love of God.
可是因为神的爱，他的过去都改变了。
In verse 22, his own father received him with great compassion.
在第二十二节，他的父亲是用一个极大的热情去接纳这个儿子。
The son said, "Because of my past, don't treat me like a son. Treat me like a hired servant."
所以这个儿子说，因为我过去做得这么糟，所以不要把我当儿子，把我当仆人吧。
I'm not ready to receive your love。
我不值得接受你对我的爱。
I tell you sometimes because of our ugly past。
我告诉你，因为有时候我们过去丑陋的过去。
We felt that we are not worthy to receive God's love。
我们就觉得我们不配得到神的爱。
We felt that we are not worthy to receive the highest blessings of God。
我们觉得我们不配得到神最高的祝福。
We felt that we are not worthy to receive the precious anointing of God。
我们觉得我们不配得到神宝贵的。
But the Bible goes on over and over again and says we are wrong.
可是圣经一再的告诉我们这样的心态是错的。
Because tonight God says I'm reaching out to you like a heavenly father with tender mercies.
因为神今天晚上跟你说，我要向你伸出我的爱，像一个慈爱的天父。
How he restored the prodigal son, given back the ring.
他如何把这个浪子重新的把他拾回来，建立他起来呢？就是给他这个戒指。
Put on the shoes and put on the new garment.
给他鞋子，给他新的衣裳穿上。
You are my son in the past, and you are my son now.
他说：“你过去是我的儿子，你现在还是我的儿子。”
What you failed in the past, God said, you are still my child, you are still my daughter, you are still my son.
不管你过去有任何的失败，神要对你说：“你仍是我的儿子，你仍是我的女儿。”
God said that you have never changed.
神对你的爱从来没有改变。
He loved you in the past, he's continuing to love you now, and he will continue to love you.
他过去爱你，他现在爱你，他会继续不断的爱你。
The Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 12 of the failure of a man called David.
在撒母耳记下十二章有一个失败的人，名字叫做大卫。
There was an ugly spot of the past history in his life.
在他的过去生命当中有一个很丑陋的一点。
He was an adulterer, having an adulterous affair with Bathsheba.
他是一个犯淫乱的人，他跟拔示巴犯了淫乱的罪。
And because of that, God judged him, and his firstborn son from Bathsheba died.
因为这个不好的这个行为，犯罪的行为，神审判他，所以他和拔示巴的儿子死了。
But the past is the past.
可是过去就过去了。
God can produce a new future.
神可以创造一个新的未来。
So his son died.
虽然他的儿子死了，
But the Bible says God gave him a new son.
可是圣经说神给他一个新的儿子。
And his new son was Solomon.
他的新的儿子就是所罗门。
I tell you, don't ever let your past cripple your faith in God.
不要让你的过去绊跌你，让你的信心在神里面不全。
Let me tell you something. Your past cannot change God's will.
你的过去不能够改变神的旨意。
You know what Bible says in Isaiah 42 verse 9?
在以赛亚书42章9节。
Isaiah 42 verse 9, he said, Behold, the former things are come to pass, and the new things do I declare, before they spring forth, I will tell you of them.
他这样说，看哪，先前的事已经成就，现在我当新事说明，这是为发以前。我就先说给你们听了。
You know, God is a God that interested in the new things.
你知道吗？神是对新事有兴趣的。
Don't look at the old, look at something new. God is going to grow new things in your life.
不要一直定睛在旧的事上，神要在你的生命发展新事。
Oh, my past is so horrible.
你说我过去好恐怖啊。
I don't have a good tomorrow.
我就不会有好的名未来。
You feel so hopeless.
你觉得没有希望。
But look at what God said in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
可是我们来看耶利米书29章11节。
He said, For I know the thoughts that I have, think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end and a good future.
耶和华说，我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
You say, oh, my past is hopeless.
你说我的过去是无望的。
I think I don't have a future.
我觉得我也没有未来。
But I can tell you something.
可是我要告诉你。
Even though you are an ugly sinner.
就算你是一个丑陋的罪人。
Even though you have committed a great crime.
或是你过去犯了大罪。
You have committed a great sin before God.
你在神面前犯了大罪。
But look at what God said in the book of Jeremiah.
你看神在耶利米书怎么说。
Chapter 30 verse 17.
30章第17节。
He said, For I will restore health unto thee.
耶和华说我必使你痊愈。
And I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion whom no man seek after.
我必医好你的伤痕，都因人称你为被赶散的说，这是西安无人来探问的。
You know what God is saying?
主这里说什么？
God says, I can heal you.
主说我能够医治你。
Whatever is your spiritual condition, even though it's backsliding, I can heal you.
不管你属灵的情况是如何，甚至你有冷淡退后，我照样医治你。
I can restore you back to spiritual health.
我可以把你带回来，让你重新有新的属灵的健康。
I'm a God of restoration in your life.
他是一个在你生命当中重新建造你的神。
You may have a broken past.
也许你有个破碎的过去。
But I can heal your past and give you a good future.
可是我可以医治你的过去，给你一个新的未来。
That's why God say in the book of Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 17.
这就是在耶利米书三十一章十七节，他这样说。
Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 17, you say, "There is hope in thy end," saith the Lord.
耶利米书三十一章十七节，耶和华说：“你末后必有指望。”
God saying there is hope for you tonight.
神今天晚上对你说，你是有指望的。
There is hope for you for the future.
对你的未来，你是有指望的。
That's what God saying in Jeremiah.
这就是神在耶利米书这样说的。
I will heal you. I will restore you.
我会医治你，我要将你建立。
Your ministry may be falling apart.
也许你的事都破碎了。
Maybe your church has been split open.
你的教会分裂。
But God can heal and restore.
可是神可以医治又可以重建。
And God can give you a hope for the future.
神可以给你一个为未来的希望。
There is hope for your future tonight.
今天晚上告诉你，对你的未来是大有指望。
If you believe in the words of Jeremiah tonight.
假如你相信神在耶利米书所说的，
you will be established and planted by the Lord.
你会被神建立，被神栽种。
If you believe tonight,
假如你今晚相信，
His word will be established in your life.
那这话就会在你生命当中
显现。Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20 says so.
历代志下二十章二十节这样说。
But if you refuse to believe the word of God tonight,
假如你拒绝相信的话，
you will not be established.
你就不会被建立。
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 9 says, If you don't believe, God cannot establish you.
以赛亚书七章九节说，假如你不相信，你就不能被立稳。
Tonight we say, Lord, we believe.
今晚我们就对主说，主，我们相信。
Say, Lord, I believe.
我们说，主，我们相信。
Lord, I believe in you.
主，我相信你。
Lord, I believe. I have a future.
主，我相信我有个好的未来。
God will establish His word in your life.
神会将他的话语建立在你的生命
当中。Because there was a centurion that said, Lord Jesus, you don't have to come to my home. One word from you, my servant will be healed.
就像那个宰夫长，他对耶稣说，你不要来我的家，你说一句话，我的仆人就得医治了。
If you have faith like the centurion, tonight as you believe God's word, He will be established in your life.
假如你有像宰夫长这样的信心，今天晚上你相信神的话语，神就能够在你的里面建立他的话。
But if you're struggling with unbelief,
可是假如你里面有不幸
Then like the father in Mark chapter 9 verse 24
就像马可福音的第九章二十四节的那个父亲
The father came with an epileptic son
这个父亲啊带他这个长大麻风的孩子
He was vomiting and having fits
而且他呢正在发大麻风而且他在呕吐
And the disciples couldn't deliver him from that sickness
那么这个门徒们不能够释放他
And the father come to Jesus He cried out Lord help my unbelief
那么这个父带这个孩子到耶稣面前来他说主啊帮助我的不幸
If tonight you feel that you are really hopeless
假如今天晚上你真的很绝望
You cannot believe that God can create a new tomorrow for you
你不相信神会给你个新的未来
Tonight you can cry out that God help my unbelief
你今晚可以跟神呼求说主啊你帮助我的不幸
You say God you don't understand I have a horrible past
你说主啊你不了解我过去很糟糕
My past can never be removed from my life
我的过去好像永远不能够从我生命当中被挪去
And God tonight is telling you Read Mark Micah chapter 7 verse 18 and 19
那么神今天晚上告诉你要念弥迦书七章十八十
节 He said he is a God that pardons all iniquity
他说他是一个赦免罪孽的神
And he will turn against towards you and have great compassion on you
他会爱你他会对你大施怜悯
And he will subdue all your iniquities And he will cast all your sins into the depths of the sea
他对你不永远怀怒将你的罪孽踏在脚下将你的一切罪恶投入深海
In other words what God is saying to you tonight He says I can forgive you of your past Whatever is your ugly past I take that past Your sin Your transgression And I cast it into the depths of the sea.
换句话说，今天晚上神就告诉你说，不管你的过去有多么的糟糕，他要将你一切的罪恶跟罪孽都把它投在海里。
And when he cast it into the sea,
当他投入海里
，he put a signboard there.
那么他就放个标识牌
，No fishing.
不准钓鱼。
Don't fish in the sea of forgiveness.
不要在那个饶恕的海里面再抓鱼了。
Oh God, don't understand my past.
你说主啊，主啊，你不了解我的过去。
God said your past, I turn it into the sea. Don't fish for it anymore.
主说那些过去已经丢到海里去，不要再去抓回来。
God has already wiped out your past. God has forgiven you.
神已经赦免你，把你的过去一笔勾销了。
There was one time when Moses led the children of Israel out of the Egypt.
那时候呢，摩西带领这个以色列民出埃及。
And they say, go out of Egypt to face the Red Sea.
那么他们到红海的那个地方。
And Moses was struggling.
摩西在那挣扎。
Because behind him was 600 chariots of the Egyptian coming after them.
因为在后面呢，有600个埃及人带着马车来追他们。
And so he looked and talked to God, God, what to do?
他就仰望神说怎么办啊。
And God told him in Exodus chapter 14, verse 13.
那么神在出埃及第十四章十三节就跟他这样说。
He said, "Today the Egyptians that you see, you will see them no more."
他说你今日看到的这些埃及人，你会不再见到他们。
The Egyptians that is hunting for you, your enemy of God, today what you see, you will see them no more.
那些追捕你的这些埃及人，这些神的敌人，你今天所看到的，你不会再见到了。
Is your past haunting you that give you nightmare in your dreams?
你的过去是不是一直在追捕你，给你一些噩梦啊
？Is that your past is like the Egyptian chariots chasing after you？
你的过去是不是像那些骑着马车的埃及人不断的追你
？But God say your Egyptian enemy today you see you will see them no more。
可是神说你那些埃及的敌人，你过去看到，你今后将不再见到他们。
God kill all the Egyptians, telling the nation of Israel your past is over.Egypt has nothing to do with you.
神把那些追捕他们的埃及人通通杀死了，就是告诉以色列人说，你们的过去已经结束了，埃及跟你们现在没有关系了。
There was a woman one day, they have a very bad past.
有一个女人，她有一个很不好的过去。
And somebody knew about it and began to gossip behind her back.
那么她的过去呢，被人知道了，就在后面闲言闲语。
And everybody began to talk about her.
每一个人都开始谈论他。
And she was so broken when she heard the news.
当她听到这些话的时候，里面很伤心。
And she cried her heart out before the Lord.
她就在主面前大声呼喊。
For 3 days and 3 nights she cried before the Lord.
三天三夜不停地哭。
And in the midst of her cry, God took her to heaven.
在这个哭喊当中，神就把她提到天上去了。
And in the presence of the great throne of Jesus.
在耶稣的宝座面前。
He said, Lord Jesus, I want to see my records.
她说，主耶稣啊，我要看我的记录。
What record?Daughter, I want to see the records of my past. People are talking about me.
我要在你看看，在你这里看看别人谈论我过去的记录。
You don't have a past record.
你没有过去的记录。
And this daughter was so angry that Jesus, don't manipulate with me. Don't upset me. I want to see my records.
这个女人就说：“耶稣啊，你不要在那里跟我开玩笑了，我要看这些记录。”
And she saw her books, and she found that there's no record of her ugly past.
她就神就给他看这个记录簿，他看到了以后就知道他的过去根本就没记录。
It was washed away by the blood of Jesus.
因为耶稣基督的宝血已经洗掉了。
There is no ugly past in your life.
在你的生命当中没有丑陋的过去。
Don't let your past stop you from your future.
不要让你的过去阻挡你的未来。
Don't let the past limit your potential in God.
不要让你的过去限制了你在神里面的潜力。
But some choose to live.With their past, they do not want to let go.
可是有些人呢，选择要活在过去里面，他们抓住不放。
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, there is a way that seems right in the eyes of man, but the end thereof is death.
在箴言书十四章十二节说，有一条路人以为正，最终成为死亡之路。
If you choose to live your past, it's only a dead end. It's a dead road.
假如你选择你要活在过去的话，那就是一个死巷子，是条死路。
There was a pastor. I told him, I said, your time to be a pastor is over. You are supposed to travel. And he stayed on with his past, and his church withered and split.
有一个牧师，我告诉他说，你做牧师的日子结束了，现在要去做个传道者。 可是呢，他继续的不断的在那里加重他的教会，他的教会呢就人数减少，而且分裂了。
And some of you say, "Oh, you don't understand. My past is really ugly. I don't think God can forgive me."
有些人这里就说了，我的过去实在是很丑陋，神不会原谅我的。
If your past is like a great mountain of Himalayas mountain before you,
假如你的过去像一个喜马拉雅大山。
Then remember the word in 1 John chapter 3 verse 20.
那你要记得约翰一书三章二十节。
The Bible says that even if your past and your heart condemn you tonight, God, who is greater than your past and your heart, He can forgive you.
他说，如果你的心、你的过去责备你的话，神比我们的心更大，没有一件事他不知道的。
How do you get rid of your past?
你怎么样把你的过去丢掉？
The most important thing, you must agree with God.
最重要的是你要同意神。
God say, I have forgiven you of your past sins and your failure. Now you have a new record in me.
因为神说，我已经赦免了你过去的一切的记录跟罪恶，所以你在我的里面现在有新的记录了。
You must agree with what God say about you in His Bible.
你一定要同意神在圣经里面说你是谁。
Don't remind God of your past and your sinful failure.
不要一直提醒神你过去的失败跟你的罪。
God say, I have forgiven you.
神说我已经赦免你了。
You are a new creature in Christ Jesus.Clothed in righteousness.
你在神，你在基督耶稣里面是个新造的人，有一件新的公义的袍子给你披上。
If God your Father tonight do not reject you, please don't reject yourself.
假如你的父神今晚都不拒绝你的话，你自己不要拒绝自己。
If God did not disqualify you, please don't disqualify yourself.
假如神并没有说你不合格的话，你不要认为你自己不合格。
If God did not condemn you tonight, please don't condemn yourself tonight.
假如神没有咒诅责备你，你不应该自己咒诅责备自己。
And this is what I say the second point.
所以这是我的两个重点。
And that is to forgive yourself.
第一个就是你要赦免自己。
You don't forgive yourself, you cannot get rid of your past.
假如你不赦免自己的话，你就不能够让你的过去离开。
There was a great healing evangelist in America by the name of Catherine Kuhlman.
很有名的这个医治布道家 Catherine Kuhlman.
But Catherine Kuhlman, before she was used mightily by God, she had a terrible past.
在她被神大大使用之前，她有一个很糟的过去。
Because she was an adulterer.
因为她犯了淫乱的罪。
And she had a broken marriage.
而且她的婚姻又破裂了。
But God still used her.
可是神仍然使用她。
How?
怎么样呢？
One day she was condemning herself, she refused to forgive herself.
有一天呢，她自己也在责备自己，不愿意原谅自己。
And she was walking along the street in Los Angeles.
她就在这个洛杉矶的路上走着。
She come to a dead end street.
她走到一个死巷。
And she could not walk any further.
再也走不下去了。
And she looked up.
她就往上看。
This is a dead end street.
他说啊，这是条死路啊。
And the Holy Spirit told her,
那么圣灵告诉
他 That's right.
圣灵告诉他说，女儿啊，对了。
Catherine Kuhlman is dead.
Catherine Kuhlman 死了。
Walk out as a new creature.
你现在走出去，你就是个新造的人。
And suddenly that revelation dawned in her heart.
突然呢，这个启示深深地种在她的心里。
If God has forgiven her.
假如神已经赦免她了。
The old Catherine Kuhlman has died.
那个旧的 Catherine Kuhlman 死了。
And she walk out.
她就走出去。
Many people still talk about her past.
很多人还在谈论她的过去。
She will look straight into their eyes.
她会直直地看他们的眼睛。
You are not talking about me.
她说，你们讲的不是我。
That is not me.
那不是我。
The Catherine Kuhlman has died.
旧的 Catherine Kuhlman 死了。
I'm a new creature in Christ.
我在基督耶稣里是个新造的人。
And God used her mightily in America.
神大能地使用他在美国。
And therefore one of the disciples that were used greatly influenced by her ministry was Benny Hinn.
那他的其中一个也是被神大大使用的他的门徒就是班尼辛。
Let me give you an example of how God looks at you tonight.
再我给你一个例子，神怎么看你的。
Let's find out how God looks at you tonight.
我们来发现一下神到底怎么看我们的。
Let's take a look tonight at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 10 and 11.
我们来看哥林多前书第六章第十节和第十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 10 and 11.
哥林多前书第六章第十节第十一节。
Nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revellers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God, and such were some of you. But you are washed, but you are sanctified, but You are justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能够承受神的国。你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。
In verse 11, he said, "That was what some of you were in the past."
他在十一节讲说，你们中间也有人从前是这样。
What were they? What were they look like?
他们过去是怎么样的
？Verse 10 say they were thieves, they were covetous, they were drunkens, they were revilers and extortioners.
他们过去都是做什么事的呢？都是偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的。
But then Paul say something about their new future.
然后保罗就宣告了一个他们新的未来。
Verse 10 was their past.
第十节是他们的过去。
Verse 11 was their present and their future.
第十一节是他们的现在并未来。
Notice the three but. He said, "But you are washed."
在十一节的最后，他说，并借着我们神的灵已经洗净。
But again another but. But you are sanctified.
已经成圣。
But you are justified.
已经称义了。
These are the three works of salvation.
这就是救赎的三个过程跟工作。
Now let me give you an example.
给你个例子。
Of what do I really mean?
什么意思呢
？Brother, would you like to come? I will use this brother as an example.
拿这个弟兄来做个例子。
Now let's say this brother is born again and he was a child of God.
那么这个弟兄他已经重生了，他是神的孩子。
Look at him, so well dressed, truly a child of God.
你看他穿得好整齐啊，真是个神的孩子。
Are you single or married?
你结婚没？
Single, ladies, single here, hallelujah.
所以姊妹们，他是单身的。
kidding. Now, so he was a child of God.
所以他是神的孩子。
And then he committed a sin.
后来他犯罪了。
And that sin haunted him.
这个罪呢，一直追着他。
This past, like the Pharaoh's chariots keep chasing him.
那么这个罪呢，好像这个法老的马车在后面追着你。
So one day, out of his great desperation, he comes to God.
有一天呢，他实在受不了了，到神的面前来。
And he cried out to God.
他就对神说。
And this is what God said to him.
神就这样对他说。
God say, "You are a new creature."
神说你是个新造的人。
No. Look at my past.
他说不如不看我的过去。
He stand in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 10. He choose to stand in the past.
如果他这样说，他是选择在更多前书十一章的第十节，他还是活在过去里。
But God said, "Now step from verse 10 and step into verse 11."
可是神说不是，你要从第十节进到第十一节。
Now let me give you a picture as if he committed a sin by having made a muddy mud on his clothes and his very dirty garment.
你想象了，他犯罪的时候呢，就他的衣服上有很多的污泥，就是他的罪污染他。
And so he came before God.
但他到神的面前来了。
And God says, "But you are washed."
可是神说，但是你已经被洗净了。
In other words, he was washed by the word of God.
换句话说，他是被神的话洗净。
So he went and took a shower.
所以他就去洗澡。
And he took a shower and removed all the mud from his body.
那么这些这个污泥就从他的身上洗去了。
That was the first work of salvation.
这就是救赎的第一工作。
And then God said, "But you are sanctified."
而且神说，但是呢，你已经成圣了。
How do we say? He said, "Son, step out of the bathroom where there are a pool of dirty waters."
那么怎么样说呢？就是你刚刚洗澡，你站在那一池的脏水里面，你现在要
step out, stand up,
踏出来。
And so he stepped aside from the dirty water.
所以他就跟那些脏水分开了。
That dirty water was a pool of his dirty past.
那个一池的脏水就是他过去那个肮脏的罪。
The word sanctified means set apart.
这个成圣的意思就是分别为圣。
So you are set apart from the dirty past.
所以你跟你过去那不洁的罪已经分开了。
And then God said, "But you are justified." The third work of salvation.
而且呢，神又说救赎的第三工作，而且你已经被称义了。
After he combed his hair,
后来呢，他就梳头发。
And God looked at him.
那神看着他。
Woo, you look so handsome.
你看起来好英俊啊。
Looking so beautiful and handsome means you are justified in the eyes of God.
他说你看起来又英俊又美丽，换句话说就是在神面前看为正直。
And that's how you look at yourself.
这就是你该这样看你自己。
Your past is not your future.
你的过去不是你的未来。
Whenever your past condemn you,
不管你过去什么时候来
自己。You just have to confess confess your sin honestly before God, then God will wash you. God will sanctify you. And God will justify you. And if God looks at you,
and
say, oh, darling, you look so beautiful.
他说, 亲爱的,
that's the meaning of justification. So don't ever go back to your past anymore. That's why the Bible gives us a scripture in Luke chapter 17 verse 32.
这就是, 圣经给我们在路加福音17章32节,
he said, remember Lot's wife.
你们要回想罗德的妻子,
when Lot's wife still remember the past of Sodom and Gomorrah.
当罗德的妻子她仍然记得过去那个索多玛俄摩拉城,
when she longed for the past, she becomes a pillar of salt.
当她心里渴望过去的时候呢，她就成为一根圆柱.
Don't become like Lot's wife tonight.
不要像罗德的妻子.
Don't look at the past anymore.
不要再回想过去.
Move on, like Paul says, forgetting those things that are behind, pressing forward for the things that are before me.
要像保罗一样，要忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑.
You know, some people who like to look at the past,
有些人喜欢看过去.
It's like a dog who went to his own vomit.
好像那个狗啊，吐出来的又回去吃.
Second Peter says the dog always eats his own vomit.
这个彼得后书说，这个狗 总是吃他自己所吐出的东西.
Whatever you eat into your stomach was a past 2 hours ago, you begin to warm it out, you go for the past things.
你吃的这个两个小时之前你吃的东西吃到胃里面去，你把它吐出来，然后你又去吃.
If you go for your past, you are like a dog that goes for the vomit.
假如你一直咀嚼你的过去的话，就像你一只狗一直吃它吐出来的东西.
Years ago, I struggled with my past.
几年以前呢，我也跟我的过去在那挣扎。
Because when you begin to walk with the Lord,
因为当你与主同行,
you have a very tender conscience.
你有一个很柔软的良心。
So your conscience can accuse you very acutely.
所以呢，你的良心能够很迅速的，它就能够控告你， 如果你做错了什么。
Because you have such a sincere desire that you want to walk perfect before the Lord.
因为你在你的里面有一个非常诚挚的心，要在神面前做完全人。
Move a wrong step, your conscience accuses you.
所以当你走错一步呢，你的良心就控告你。
So there was a time in my life I struggled with my past.
在一个时间里面，我常常跟我的过去挣扎。
But one day God opened up my eyes.
有一天呢，神开了我的眼。
I was set free by the revelation of the scriptures.
我就被圣经的启示释放了。
And tonight may you be set free by the word of God.
今晚也愿你借着神的话语得释放。
If you're struggling with your past,
假如你跟你的过去在挣扎,
look at what God say about your condition tonight.
你要看今天神怎么说你的这个状况。
He says in the book of Hebrews chapter 8 verse 12.
希伯来书第8章第12节。
Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 12.
希伯来书第8章第12节。
For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquity, I remember no more.
我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。
Now remember, in verse 10, he talks about the new covenant in the coming days that God will do something new.
在第十节的时候谈到的是一个新的约。
What is so special about the new covenant?
新约有什么了不起啊？
I will be merciful to your transgression and for your iniquity and your sin, I remember no more.
就是他要对我们的罪孽跟罪愆不再纪念，对我们施怜悯。
He repeated that again in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 17.
在希伯来书10章17节又重复了一遍。
And their sins and their iniquities I remember no more.
这里又说我不再纪念他们的罪孽和他们的过犯。
This is the greatest blessing of the new covenant experience.
这是在新约里面最大的祝福了。
Your sins and your iniquities are your past failures.
你的罪，你的罪愆，你过去的失败。
Your sins and your iniquities is your past record where you fall into sin.
你过去的记录，你所有掉落罪的里面。
But tonight, if you confess your sin honestly before God,
假如你在神的面前认罪悔改,
God wipe out your past.
神会把过去一切的,
and God say to you,
神对你说,
I will remember your sins no more.
我不再纪念你的罪。
But some of us still continue to remember our past.
可是有些人还继续记得你的过去。
That was what I did before God. That's what I did before God.
就是我以前这样做，在神面前。
I read the scriptures.
我读圣经。
I know what the scriptures say.
我知道圣经说什么。
So the Holy Spirit say, "What have you read just now?"
那么圣灵就问我说，你刚刚读了什么
？I say, "It talks about the power of forgiveness of sin."
我说这里讲到这个赦免罪的这个大能。
And then the Lord say, "How about your life?"
那么主说，那你的生命呢
？Oh Lord, I'm not worthy as a son of God.
我说主啊，我真是不配做个神的儿子。
Oh, I have an ugly past.
我过去很丑陋。
I don't think you want to accept me as a son.
我真的不觉得你会接受我成为你的儿子。
And the Holy Spirit say, "Do you believe what I said in the book of Hebrew?"
那么圣灵就对我说，你相信我这希伯来书所说的话吗
？I believe.
我说我相信啊。
It is clearly written in the Bible.
这个圣经写得很清楚嘛
If you believe, why don't you accept it as a reality?
那既然你相信，你为什么不接受它成为一个事实呢
？But you don't understand about my past.
我说，可是你不了解我的过去。
But.
但是。
Then God say no, but. Do you know something? What are you talking about?
神说了，没有什么但是了，你不知道你在说什么。
If you don't remember law.
你不记得罗德吗
？Let me tell you.
我告诉你。
And I begin to talk to the Lord about those things that I still remember in my mind.
那么我还就继续把我的过去的事跟主一样一样在那边数。
I said, Lord, you remember in this day I did such and such a thing.
我说主，你记不记得这天那天我做了什么
？And the Lord said, What thing?
主说什么事啊
？I continue to repeat. Okay, maybe you have not heard it. Let me repeat that again.
我说你没听到，我再说一次。
And I begin to pray back. I said, Do you remember at this day I did this wrong thing.
所以我用这样的录音带回转一下，又重播一次。
And the Lord said, What thing?
主要说什么事啊
？I said, Why are you so forgetful?
我说你这么健忘。
Let me repeat that a third time to you.
我说第三次再跟你说。
And I repeat it again. And he said, Lord, don't you remember such and such a day I did such and such a thing?
我说主啊，你记不记得某某天我做了这个事啊
？The Lord said, What thing?
主说什么事啊
？I said, What thing?
什么事
I just told you three times those things.
我说三次了。
You understand English?
你懂不懂英文啊
？You don't understand English. Maybe I repeat that in Mandarin or in Cantonese.
我就如果你不懂英文，我就用中文跟那个广东话再重复一次。
What things? The Lord said.
什么事啊？主说。
I said, I don't get what you're saying, Lord.
我说主啊，我不懂你在说什么耶。
So I read my Bible. He said, read your Bible.
所以主说读圣经。
So I read.
我就读
Hebrews 10:17
我就读希伯来书10:17
I read, and their sins and iniquities I remember no more.
我就读到，我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯。
And the Holy Spirit said, read that again.
圣灵说再读一次。
I read that again, and their sins and their iniquities I remember no more.
我又再读一次，我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯。
And the Holy Spirit said, read that again.
圣灵说再读一次。
I read.
我又读
，and I read，
又读
，I read，
又读
，I read a dozen times，
念了至少上打了次数了。
And after what I read，
我读过之后
，and I said， but Lord， I know what you say。
我说，但是主啊，我虽然知道你说的
，and I began to talk to him about those things。
我又开始说过去的事。
And suddenly the Lord said， those things are your iniquity and your sins。Am I right？
主说那些你说的事都是你的过犯跟罪愆不是吗
I say yes those are my sins and my iniquity
我说是啊都是
Then put those things that you did into verse 17
他说把你做的那些事都放在第十七节里面
And I say and their sins my sin and my iniquity you remember no more
所以呢我就放在里面变成我的罪孽和我的过犯你不再纪念他们。
Suddenly a revelation came into my heart.
突然之间这个启示就进入我的心中。
I dare to trust the Bible.
我真实的敢相信圣经了。
I dare to trust by faith.
我用我的信心去相信他。
I trust that God will not lie to me.
我相信神不会对我说谎。
That God will do what he said he will do in his word.
神会做他在圣经里说他要做的事。
He said he will do it in my life. He will remember my sins no more.
他说他要在我的生命当中做这件事，就是不再纪念我的罪。
And from that day, I was set free from my past.
从那一天起，我就跟我的过去分开得释放。
When my mind played trick on me,
那么当我的心思意念要提醒我
When the devil whispered the past to me,
当这个魔鬼又在我的耳边来念我
I give the devil a slap,
我就打他一巴掌
I give him a slap on his face.
我就打他一巴掌。
I say, don't you forget Hebrew 10:17.
我说你忘记了吗？希伯来书十章。
If you are deaf, let me quote the Bible to you.
我说魔鬼啊，你耳聋了吗？我念给你听。
And I shout Hebrew 10:17, devil, this is the word of God.
那我就大声的、大声的叫。说
这是什么呀？ You don't ever touch that matter anymore.
既然神已经不再纪念，你就永远不能碰触这个领域。
I was totally set free that day.
那一天完全我得释放。
You cannot touch me concerning my past.
关于我的过去，你永远不能再碰到。
You want to know my past?
你要知道我的过去吗
？Busybody. Busybody.
假如你要打听我的过去，你就是一个长舌妇。
Because God has already forgotten.
因为神都忘记了。
God said, "Don't ever pick up the past anymore."
神说你不要再把过去的事捡回来。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are people always making excuses of their past.
有很多人总是把他们的过去拿来做借口。
Like Gideon, for example.
就像基甸那样。
He blamed his past that he cannot be great in God.
他说因为他过去的缘故，所以他在神里面不可以成为伟大的人。
In Judges chapter 6 verse 15, he said, don't you know I am from a poor family? I'm the least of the tribe of the Manasseh.
在这个士师记六章十五节，他说：“你忘记了吗？我是从最小的一个支派，在马拉西支派里面又是最穷最小的。”
You are so ironical.
这个好讽刺。
The word Manasseh means forgetfulness.
因为马拉西这个意思呢，就是忘记。
And Gideon cannot forget his past.
然而基甸不能够忘记他的过去。
He said, "I'm the least and the poor in the family."
他说：“我在这个家族当中是最小又最穷的。”
But yet he was called from a tribe of forgetfulness.
可是呢，他是从这个要忘记过去的这个支派被兴起的。
Angels say you are a valiant, courageous man of God.
可是天使说啊，你在神面前是一个大有能力、有勇气的人。
He hides himself in the cave. No. I'm poor in the family. I'm the least of the tribe of Manasseh.
可是他很。奇怪的是他躲在罐子里他跟这个天使讲说我是马拉西支派里面最小最穷的
He cannot forget his past He cannot go into his tomorrow destiny
假如他不能够忘记他的过去他就不能够进入他未来的命运
And tonight
今晚
God said I want to set them free from their past
神说我要将他们从他们的过去当中释放得自由
Year 2002
2002年
If you have heard what I proclaim on Watch Night Service,
假如你曾经听过我在这个跨年的这个聚会里面所说的话
I have given a message 1 month ago. I prophesied what God said about this year.
我在一个月以前我就发预言说到神对今年所说的话
I said this year is a year of change
我说今年是个改变的一年
I said this year is a year to forget the past and continue to prepare your heart to launch into the future
我说今年是一个新的一年你要忘记过去预备未来
And so some of you who are bogged down by your past God said forget about those past failure forget about those past weakness forget about all those bad records go on to your tomorrow
那么今天在我们的当中若是你被过去的事情所捆绑神说你要忘记过去的失败忘记过去的罪你要往明天的未来争取
If year 2001 is a year of failure a year of fruitlessness
假如公元2001年是一个失败的一年是一个没有成果的一年
That doesn't determine this year will be the same
那么这也不能够决定今年的
事 This year it is going to be a year of fruitfulness
今年会是一个多结果子的一年
This year is going to be a year of victory
今年是得胜的一年
This year is going to be a powerful year If you believe God can change your tomorrow, but tonight you must let go of the past.
可是今晚你必须要让你的过去离开。
Tonight you must forgive yourself.
你要赦免你自己。
Tonight you must lay hold of God's word.
你要抓住神的话。
And say, I will forget my past and go on to my glorious tomorrow.
你说你要忘记你的过去，要进入你荣耀的未来。
And God is saying tonight, some of you that have been physically abused.
神说在我们当中有些人的身体上受到虐待。
Some of you have been sexually abused.
有些人受了性虐待。
Some of you have been verbally abused.
有些人受言语上的虐待。
Words have come into your heart and hurt you.
那些话语进入你的心伤害你。
And you have believed the lie of the devil saying that you are a failure.
而且你相信魔鬼的话语，认为你自己是个失败者。
But God said tonight, break free of those condemnations.
可是主说今天晚上你要从罪孽的咒诅当中得释放。
Tonight, God will heal your sick soul.
主今天晚上要医治你生病的灵魂。
And tonight, some of you are depressed.
我们当中有些人沮丧。
You are depressed when you came in here.
当你进来的时候，你带着沮丧的心情。
But God say your past may be depressed, but your tomorrow may be a rejoicing day.
他说你，神说你的过去也许让你沮丧，可是你的明日是让你喜乐的。
Some of you are having your troubles in your female organs with a menstrual cycle.
有些人在我们当中，你的女性的器官或是你的月经是不顺的。
But God can touch you and heal you of that condition.
神可以触摸你，医治你。
And some of you having bone problems. Bone problems.
有些人有这个骨头的问题。
God can touch the areas of the bones tonight.
神可以触摸你那个地方。
And we are going to pray.
我们要祷告。
And we are going to walk away from our past.
我们要从我们的过去离开。
Our past will be like a shadow that will never hurt us again.
我们的过去就像一个影子一样，不能够再来伤害我们。
If tomorrow your neighbor talk to you about your past.
假如明天呢，你的邻居要跟你谈过去的事。
If your father and your mother talk about your past.
假如你的父母跟你谈过去的事。
If your church member talk about your past.
你的会友跟你谈过去的事。
And if the devil talk to you about your past.
甚至魔鬼跟你谈过去的事。
Shout the word of God into their ears.
大声的呼喊神的话语进入他的
耳朵。God remember not my past.
假如神不再纪念我的过去。
No one has the authority to remember my past.
没有人有这个权柄能够记得我的过去。
It's finished.
过去已经结束了。
For Jesus died on the cross. It's finished.
耶稣基督死在十字架上。
So tonight, give up your past.
在今晚放弃你的过去。
Give up your past.
放弃你的过去。
Give up your sin.
放弃你的过去，放弃你过去，
放弃你。In Jesus' name tonight.
奉耶稣的名。
Would you close your eyes right now for a moment?
现在我们大家暂时闭上眼睛。
And eyes are closed tonight. Nobody looking around.
每一个人都要闭上眼睛。
Will you close your eyes tonight? And if tonight you are verbally abused tonight.
假如你曾经经历言语上的虐待
，If tonight you are sexually abused，
或者你有性虐待过
，If tonight you are physically abused，
或者你的身体曾经被虐待过
，God say your past will never hurt you again。
神说你的过去不会再来追赶你。
Somebody has molested you in the past。
在过去有人性骚扰你。
Somebody has sexually even like raped you in the past。
甚至于在性方面强暴你。
But God say I will remove your past tonight surgically.
神说我会动着奇妙的手术把你的过去挪开。
Some of you are bound by the roots of unforgiveness and bitterness.
有些人出生的时候呢，你的根就是苦毒跟怨恨。
Because some words verbally abuse, some words have penetrated into your soul.
因为有一些的苦毒的话语穿透你的心。
But tonight God say forget those words.
可是主今晚上说你忘了吧。
Forgive your neighbor.
你要这个赦免你的。
Forgive the one that molests you.
你要赦免那伤害你的。
And you'll be set free tonight.
你今晚就会得释放。
Eyes are closed.
当每一个人眼睛闭上。
It's a private matter in the eyes of the Lord tonight.
因为就在主面前是个人的隐私。
Now if you are hurt in that area of your life tonight, right now.
假如你在这些的领域受伤害。
And you lift up your hand and say, Lord, I will break free of my past.
你向主举起手，你说我要跟我的过去分开。
Yes, those who are verbally abused, sexually abused, physically abused.
那些被言语虐待、被性虐待，还有身体上遭受虐待的。
Tonight, God is going to set you free.
今晚神要释放你得自由。
You are going to be free.
得自由。
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的名
，I release you from your past tonight.
从你的过去当中，
你的生命要自由，
耶稣让你自由了。
Your past is over.
你的过去结束了。
Your past is finished.
你的过去完成了。
In the mighty name of Jesus.
奉耶稣大名。
In the blood of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的宝血。
Blood of Jesus, wash you clean. free.
The blood of
Jesus sanctify you.
The
blood of Jesus justify
you.
You are free tonight in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名，你今晚得自由了。
Your past is over.
你的过去结束了。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名
，Be right now in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名，现在就得自由。
Hallelujah. You are free.
你自由了。
You are free.
你自由了。
You are free.
你自由了。
You are free.
你自由了。
Free.
你自由了。
And you are depressed tonight.You have a depressed, heavy spirit tonight.
你有一个很沉重、很沮丧。
God is going to set you free tonight.
主今天晚上要释放你。
And there are people, women, you hate your husband.
还有这些女士在我们当中，你恨你的先生。
You are in the meeting here tonight.
你就在我们的当中。
Your past really caused you to be a hateful woman.
因为你的过去让你成为一个苦毒厌恨的女人。
You hate your husband.
你恨你的丈夫。
Though you loved him in the past.
虽然你过去爱他。
But he did something wrong.
可他做错事。
He was unfaithful.
不忠实。
He was not good to you and your family.
对你跟你的家人不好。
And now it became a hatred in your soul.
现在在你的里面成为一种
愤怒。Tonight forgive your husband.
今晚饶恕你的丈夫。
And walk out of your past tonight.
从你的过去走出来。